unlike a hurricane, an earthquake is not seasonal and can happen at any time. It is estimated that around 500,000 earthquakes occur each year, detectable with current instrumentation. However, only about 20% of these can be felt. Minor earthquakes occur nearly constantly around the world. An earthquake is the term that describes a sudden shaking in the ground caused by movement in the breaks in the Earth's crust called faults.
The Earth's crust is broken up into what we call plates, and these are actually floating on the magma that you see come up through volcanoes. So the crust is floating on the magma, and at times the magma is able to come up through these breaks and push the crust away from each other. So that acts as a sort of generator and causes the plates to move.
Scientific officer at the Jamaica Earthquake Unit, Carlene Black. Although it's really hard to prepare for an earthquake, it is not impossible. Here's one basic plan that should help to lessen the effects should an earthquake occur.
Check our homes and offices to make sure that they are sound, that there are no defective electrical wiring or gas connections, because it's the buildings that are going to hurt you during an earthquake, not the earthquake itself.
During and after an earthquake, persons are encouraged to take precautionary measures. Do you know what some of these measures are?
So just under a table between a door. So I mean, basically that after an earthquake, now I mean, we just have to just know your surroundings after, you know, and become you can't just go roll around.
But the only thing I know, say, come and just get under a table or between a door jam.
Oh, why it is taking place if you can go under a table or stand between the door or under the bed after it takes place? Now, make sure you stand out in the clear.
The rule of thumb during an earthquake is to keep calm.
First thing you should do is not panic now. If you're inside, then stay inside and take shelter under a heavy piece of furniture, so such as a desk or a table.
Stay away from windows. Should you be in an elevator during an earthquake, here's what to do.
If you're in a high-rise building and you're in the elevator, it's safest to get out on the nearest floor because the elevator could collapse into the shaft and cause serious injury. So you shouldn't use an elevator during an earthquake.
And if you're outside, stay outside in the open, away from power lines, buildings, or anything that could fall on you. If you're in a car, stop the car and stay inside until the earthquake stops. After an earthquake, be sure to check yourself and others for injuries and be prepared for aftershocks.
After an earthquake, you can also get smaller quakes called aftershocks. And if the building is severely damaged during the first earthquake, the smaller ones could actually cause it to collapse.
Therefore,
so first thing you do when the earthquake is over is get out of the building as safely as possible and do a head count to ensure that nobody is missing.
Also, check water, gas, and electric lines for damage. If they are damaged, shut off the valves. If you smell gas, open all the windows and doors, leave immediately, and report it to the authorities. And if you live close to the coastlines, move away from beaches as tsunamis sometimes hit after the ground has stopped shaking.
Jamaica welcomes 2 million visitors, a first in the nation's history. Smoking ban implemented, more benefits for the vulnerable, increased opportunities for home ownership, 2 IMF tests passed, more resources for the police, government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry, right here on this station, January 6 to 16.
Teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT. But her dreams give her wings
and she flies. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.